I'm pleased to see that a number of media outlets, including this one, are starting to take seriously the call to wear masks in certain circumstances, to bring masks back in certain circumstances as we head back into winter. I'm being savaged on social media for this. I'm a weak bedwetter. But there's a responsibility to have a look at this, and I think we should be, particularly over a certain age, we should be looking at masks to address the flu and to address the COVID situation. It's still out there. And here's proof. Yes, today's figures, 20 deaths. 20 deaths in the 24 hours. People dying with COVID. The death toll from COVID in May alone in Victoria is 192. 192 this month. And the month's, it's only the 17th. By the end of the month, we're going to pass the annual road toll. Last year, the annual road toll was 236. We're only 44 short of that. We'll probably pass that this week. Now, that can't be ignored. Yes, people will die and we won't be able to prevent some of those deaths, but there must be things that can be done to mitigate it. Masks are one thing. Ventilation is another. Testing is another. Extending the boosters is another. And nobody will talk about it. Nobody will talk about it. We've got an opposition and an alternative government, and a government just want to ignore it. The slogan should be, living with COVID does not mean ignoring COVID. Another 20 people, 192 people, and it's only the 17th of May in 17 days. 192 people have died. Oh. And they won't talk about the health system. The Prime Minister has promised to speak to me before the election, and I'd be reasonably confident that it'll happen. Anthony Albanese had promised to speak to me before the election. I make no guarantees that will happen because Labor is avoiding me. And you, more important.